Ladies and gentlemen, this is Alan Weiss. I just snuck into the room because you are talking to Alan Weiss, criminal. Okay, so look, it's bad enough that we're guilty till proved innocent as far as the airline people are concerned, right? TIA, whatever that is, TANNA, whatever. You've got to strip down, throw everything out, get everything on the counters, and you're guilty until they can prove that you're not carrying a nuclear bomb. My favorite was a woman in Reno who sat on a high stool with a mask on and gloves and wouldn't touch anything, made you put your passport and ticket down in front of her. And it sucks. It's like being in a bad science fiction movie. Bad enough that to travel in this country, we're seen as criminals. Now I'm a criminal in my bank. My bank has a sign, as do many banks, "For the safety of our tellers, please remove your hat and sunglasses." Now, I deal with Citizens Bank over here, and I have seven figures on deposit in this bank one way or another. I have a jumbo mortgage with them. A lot of people think I'm mortgaging an elephant. I have a large financial relationship to the extent that I'm not a customer, I'm a partner. Yet, I walk in that bank, and they want me to take my hat and my sunglasses off because they're afraid I might be a robber. Well, of course, I wear my hat and sunglasses. Everybody recognizes me and says, "Hello, Dr. Weiss." But just on principle, I wear it and look up and smile at the camera. My goodness. Now, I go into CVS, the huge pharmacy chain that owns, I guess, every pharmacy in existence except a few in Kathmandu. And I go in for Mucinex D, because it frees up clogging in your head. And as a speaker, it's not good for me to be all clogged up and hoarse and everything in the mornings. And Mucinex D, not Mucinex, mind you, and not Mucinex DM, but Mucinex D does the job. But Mucinex D is available only behind the CVS counter. You have to deal with pharmacy people. And pharmacy people have little sense of humor. Now, it turns out you can get a prescription for Mucinex D, but you can also get it from behind the pharmacy counter. And the reason they're so careful is if you apparently buy about 400,000 of these tablets, you can turn them into methamphetamine or something. I assume these people have all been burned badly from Breaking Bad, the cable show, where a good teacher goes berserk and becomes a drug lord. Not only do you have to ask for it behind the counter, but they have to see your license, scan your license, and then on the stupid computer screen that's all scratched and smudged, you have to sign your name and attest to the fact that this is really you, and you're not going to use this to build some kind of nitroglycerin and blow up the block. Now, the woman behind the counter is telling me that I shouldn't tell you this, but she watches people come up and buy this stuff, and then a friend buys one, and a friend buys one, all with their own licenses, and they all give it to one person. But they'd have to do that 47,000 times a week to get enough of these to make any kind of drug. But you're a criminal. You're a criminal. You're going to use it illegally, and so you have to attest to the fact you're not. They have to make sure that they get your signature, and they have to make sure they scan your license, and they'll only give you what they call a month's supply, 30 tablets. I said, put through a second box just for the heck of it. She did, and the thing went tilt, wouldn't process it. 30 tablets. Now, let me tell you that Mucinex D has directions which say it's recommended that you take 2 tablets at least twice a day, and you can take 2 tablets every 4 hours. But I guess because you're potentially a criminal, they don't want your throat too clear. This is where we've gotten in life. To travel on an airplane, to do business in a bank, to get change, and to get medicine that'll simply remove mucus, you're treated like a criminal. What is this country coming to? I mean, what can possibly happen next? Why don't they punish the real criminals? The people who talk back to the movie screen? The people who throw stuff out their car windows or change lanes without signaling? And how about the morons on their cell phones in public places screaming personal details at the top of their lungs? Now, those are real criminals. And my feeling is they could be arrested or maybe even shot without a trial. But for goodness sakes, medicine, bank, travel? God forbid you need money to take a plane and some medicine to make you comfortable. Well, Alan Weiss Criminal, sounding off and signing off. Think of me. Send me a cake with some Mucinex in it.